Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the California Angels and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Larry Harlow. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The DH, Dan Ford. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tom Donahue. Pitching for the California Angels, Frank Tanana. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Rusty Torres. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rennie Martin. And now, play ball. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harlow for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Wathan and he is safe. Carew steals second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford takes first base on ball four. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Wilson reaches second base with a double. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilson moves to third. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Harlow who is chasing the ball. Washington reaches third base with a triple. Wilson scores. It's 1-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field. Garr picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Garr. Washington scores. Brett moves to second. It's 2-0, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garr. Porter reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. It's 3-0, Royals. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy who is chasing the ball. Wathan reaches third base with a triple. Porter scores. It's 4-0, Royals. Jim Barr now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Way then tags and scores. One out. It's 5-0, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins takes first base on ball 4. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle who is chasing the ball. Patek reaches third base with a triple. Garr goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Royals. Tom Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and tags Patek, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 0-1 in the game. Harlow takes first base on ball 4. Donahue moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-1 in the game. Lansford hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Angels 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gritch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Donahue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-1 in the game. Rudy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Gritch hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Angels 1. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wei then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Donahue and he is out, Patek applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 0-for-1 in the game. Donahue is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Angels 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Akins hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harlow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Angels 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garr. Brett reaches second base with a double. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Porter is walked intentionally. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wei then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Angels 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into right field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Akins hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-2 in the game. Hurdle hits a fly ball into right field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0-for-2 in the game. Gar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Tom Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 0-for-2 in the game. Donahue hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harlow hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Royals. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Angels 3. The Royals will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. Torres hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 3 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Torres. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Angels 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 3 in the game. Garr takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Cowens pinch hits for Tom Donahue. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Harlow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harlow for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and California Angels, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.